think we've got the captain on the phone here on WVTL. Hello there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Is this
this is Captain Dave here.
It's Dave, right? Captain Dave Conroy?
Yes.
So,
right.
Well, welcome to Amsterdam, Captain.
Well, thank you. That's a lovely town you have here.
Yeah. I understand you folks have been having a good time down there at Lock 11 and environs.
We're having a 79-mile-long good time.
I see. I know you told me you might be busy, so I just wanted to ask you.
I have a minute right now. We're at the hotel picking up people, so take them back to the boats right now.
I see. All right, so they spent the night in the hotel, which is a good idea.
Yes, several families stayed in the hotel, and some stayed in motorhomes, and some stayed on the boats, and some stayed in tents down at the Lock 11.
Do you have one of the steamboats, or do you have one of the steamboats?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
What's it named?
I actually got two boats here. Sayonara is the flagship of the fleet.
And that's your boat?
Yes.
Ah. Did you build it?
More or less. It was started, it was a basket case, sat in the woods for 10 years, and never been finished, and I took it over as a project and finished it.
Wow. Where do you live?
Actually, my home is on an island off Fort Myers, Florida.
Hmm.
And I'm from New York State, and I come back in the summertime to... I grew up with the New York's canal system. My father started on it in 1932, before I was born.
Wow.
And I had a career on the canal system, and I love it dearly. It's one of the very few things about New York that I really like.
I see. Well, I'm glad you like something up here. Now, when you say you had a career on the canal system, I believe you told me you were a tugboat captain?
Well, I was more of a wannabe tugboat captain. I had the license for it, but my real job was I was a section superintendent in charge of part of the canal system.
What part?
That was my last real job. Actually, it was up in Lyons, but Section 6. It's in charge of 10 locks and 23 bridges and a dry dock. And at one time, I had 89 canal employees working for me.
Now, pardon my ignorance, I'm not sure where Lyons is. Syracuse, Rochester, somewhere up that?
Between Syracuse and Rochester.
Gotcha.
My boss was in Syracuse, but I was closer to Rochester.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your other boat? One is the Sayonara. You've got another one?
Galatea was the last boat, and I don't have the heart to sell it. And I brought it out of storage, and a good friend of mine is operating it, and he's having a grand time, and he has a pickup truck, and he brought it, and he'll take it back. We'll put it in storage.
How big is the Sayonara?
22 feet long.
Are you staying on it? Did you stay on it last
no.
night?
No. We have a motorhome, and we stay in the motorhome. We used to sleep aboard a boat. Sayonara is my seventh one I put together.
Seventh one,
yes.
Wow. So
New York State Canals had a derrick boat named Number 7, and I was sorely tempted to put that on for a name. Just call it Number 7. It's a little bit of nostalgia for the old Number 7 that the state had.
Now, this group that you're with, they're fanciers, or their hobby is restoring or making steamboats, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Some buy them, some build them, and some in the middle.
Hmm. And I would...
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, does yours burn wood? It said in the paper this morning that all of them burn wood except one. I forget which one.
Yeah, one is burning coal, and another one came. A paddle wheeler is not in the water yet, but he's going to join us today. And I believe he's burning kerosene.
Uh-huh.
Well, wood is the predominant one, and we chop wood, and we pre-position wood ahead for this trip, because we have like 19 or 20 boats, and we do take a lot of wood.
I would think. In fact, when you worked on the canal, they didn't have these steamboats, did they, or did they?
No. That's they had big steamboats. We had steamboats when I worked there, but they all burned oil.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
Our, let me tell you. Power Palace, the big ballot recycling place up here in Amsterdam.
Yes.
They furnished us. They furnished the wood for this area for us. We took big bags there, and they had them there a couple of weeks ahead of time, and they saved select pieces of hardwood for us and set these bags on the truck. We got, I think, five of these enormous bags of wood from them.
Oh, that's great.
Redwood guys.
Yeah, glad to hear it. What's going on?
Give a little plug.
Okay, what's going on today? What will you do today?
Today we're going to sail from here to Scotia, Lock 8.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that. I actually live down that way. I mean, that's several locks from here, right?
Right. And then tomorrow we're going to sail on down to Waterford, down the famous Waterford flight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a steamboat meet in Waterford this coming weekend. We're sailing to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I gathered again from the paper this morning, the Gazette and the Recorder did stories, that when you folks came from Little Falls, the water was quite high, maybe higher up that way, or I'm not sure, you can say.
Well, it's receding. Well, there's an awful lot of water. In fact, the canal was closed. We were not knowing if we were going to make the trip.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to have to trailer our boats around several locks, but they did get them open for us, and we're delighted that we're able to continue the whole trip.
How long does it take your flotilla to pass through a lock? I mean, you probably get several boats into one lock.
Well, right? Yeah, we try to get them all in at once. They all will fit, and it's a spectacle to be all in there. This is like herding cats. Some people want to race way ahead, and some don't really care, and they lag way behind, and it gets all stretched out, and try to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us together, yeah. But with limited success.
So the first lock you'll go through will be Lock 11. You're not through it yet, right?
Right. We're above Lock 11, and we're planning to leave at 10 o'clock this morning.
So,
and that's a nice place if anybody did want to come out and watch us go through. Why they were to show up there about 10 o'clock, where they could get to see us.
And, of course, east of Amsterdam, you go through the lock at Cranesville probably somewhat later.
Right, right.
And then you'll be at Rotterdam Junction. That's a heck of a lock, too. Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
But they can follow us, but I really need to go now.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Captain.
Nice to talk to you.
You bet.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.